At this time, Cassius 92.7 brings you the Trojan Sports Report with all the latest news on Chambersburg Trojan Athletics. Now here's your host, Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores.
Good afternoon, Trojan Nation. Today is Wednesday, November 20th, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to the Trojan Sports Report. I'm your host, Jeremy Flores, and I want to thank you for joining us today only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio as we recap and look ahead at what has been going on with Trojan Athletics. So winter sports are in full swing, and we are excited to be previewing the upcoming season with all of our head coaches here on the Trojan Sports Report. And just for more athletics information, daily or weekly, feel free to visit our website at www.casdonline.org/athletics or follow us on our social media accounts on either Twitter or Instagram, with both usernames being CASD Athletics. So last week we got to interview our head boys basketball coach Sean Schreffler and preview their upcoming season. Today we're excited to be here with Coach Matt Metzer, our head varsity wrestling coach. And then we will continue through the rest of our winter sports teams later here this month as we start to head into actual events in the beginning of December. All right, so we are joined in studio today by our head varsity wrestling coach, Matt Metzer, who I believe is going to be, he's in his fifth year. That's a thanks, coach, for the help there. He's in his fifth year as our head varsity coach. So obviously with the winter season here kind of underway, ahead of us, as we just wrapped up the fall, we want to just take a look back at our past season, the preparation that you guys have been putting in here in the off season, and obviously talk about your goals and expectations for this upcoming season. So, Coach, thanks for joining us. So, kind of looking back at this past season, we had a ton of success last year. Won the first ever Mid-Penn Commonwealth Championship as a team, and then had a lot of individual success in the postseason with a couple of state medalists, one being a freshman, finishing third place. So kind of reflect back on that past season for us, if you can, kind of how exciting was that for you as a coach, for the team, as the athletes, and what have we kind of learned from this past season that you're going to use for the upcoming season?
Well, last season was kind of a culmination of several seasons coming together. You know, a group of athletes that we had together, you know, spring, summer, fall, for several years in a row. They performed as expected. You know, last year going in, we had a lot of kids that we knew where they were. They had success at the varsity level, very senior-laden group, winning the Commonwealth title, beating Cumberland Valley down at their place. We had five state qualifiers on that team, three state medalists. All three of those guys are returning, and return a real strong group coming back from that group. The leadership from that group needs to kind of rub off on some young kids that we have coming in.
So obviously, if you're in the world of wrestling, people know this, but if you're not, they don't understand how much time you guys put in the offseason. And just because in high school our seasons from mid-November to late March is our goal, you know, ending with the state championships in Hershey, but you guys wrestle year-round, up and down the East Coast, going all the way out, you know, the Midwest. So what has this offseason looked like for you guys in terms of competition? How have the guys performed? Talk about some of the new guys coming in up from the middle school, and I know there's a few new wrestlers that have never been after the team before. How has the offseason worked for them, you guys? What's that experience been like?
Well, we start right after our season in March and April. We focus on freestyle wrestling. We operate the Yeti Wrestling Club out of Cassius. We also participate with Young Guns Wrestling Club, which functions out of Shippensburg University. These kids, a big group of them, you know, start out, you know, with freestyle, and then we roll right into the NHSCA's Nationals, which are the National Duels, which were in May down in Virginia Beach. We had a good chunk of kids down there. Then in June, we traveled to Orlando, Florida to the Disney Duels, the ESPN Wide World Sports Complex. We took 32 kids down there this year. We fly them down. We pay for all their food. We stay on a Disney property, compete. I think each team wrestled 10 matches. Both teams went 6-4. Our varsity lineup finished 8th in the country out of 65 plus teams. Then, you know, we start wrapping up that. We roll into October. We traveled to Greensboro, North Carolina. Took a handful of kids down there. Competed hard and kind of roll into our season. That's kind of our preseason, you know, after that. Good group of kids coming in. We have a group of ninth graders coming in. One in particular I'm pretty excited about. My son finally gets to the ninth grade level. I'm excited to get him in there. He's had success at the junior level, placing at PJWs, their junior high states, before. Zach Evans will be another ninth grader, a big kid, 195-pounder as a freshman, very young, but he's also placed several times at the junior level. So we're really excited about those two. Have a good mix of other kids that can contribute. Rylan Carter's a kid that's going to be making some noise for us soon. A couple others that are in competition for varsity spots that, you know, we haven't quite determined where they're going to be. Tyler Jones is one of them. Kid we have pretty high expectations for, whether it's this year or years coming.
Let's talk a little bit about those individual expectations then. You mentioned some key returners coming back to the lineup. What are some of those key returners? Who are they? What do you expect out of them this upcoming season?
Well, our expectations are very high for these kids. Luke Nichter is a Drexel commit. He is a three-time state medalist for us. He is looking to become our first ever four-time state medalist. He's entering his senior year. His brother, Tate Nichter, will be a junior. He is currently looking at schools. He placed last year. And then we have Carl Schindeldecker, which is only a sophomore, really blossomed at the end of last year and coming back.
It was fun to watch.
Yeah, I mean, it was not unexpected by everybody, but certainly in the wrestling community, he shocked some people. Those three really are setting the tone, you know, and then we have, you know, other seniors, Wyatt Hall, you know, football player just coming off football, he's already in the wrestling room. You know, he took, I think, one day off, and he was in, you know, our second workout. Carson Mello, both of those guys were regional qualifiers for us. And really, those five, we're going to lean on them heavy.
Yeah.
Yep.
So obviously, with a lot of that talent coming back, the success that they've had, what are your goals and expectations for the team as a whole? And then maybe what are your expectations for how many individuals, districts, and in the states?
Well, we have goals in both. I mean, our team goal, we want to compete for a Commonwealth title. And I think we're going to put ourselves right in the mix again. We're probably in the top three or four, probably in District 3. I mean, I really feel even with this group, you know, last year group did very well, but I think this group, the expectation's about the same, really, as what I expect as a team. You know, where I get real excited is when we start talking about, you know, how many state qualifiers we have, how many district medalists, and where we can really look at the District 3 individual tournament, you know, and that's where it gets really exciting because we, you know, we have three kids that are going to be competing for titles. Wyatt Hall, Carson Mello, Luke Menser, Zach Evans, Ryder Davenport. We got a big list of kids that could be district medalists. Okay. And if we can put that many kids, we can push that many kids onto the podium in the top four, we're going to be right in the mix for that title on that Saturday afternoon down in Spring Grove this year. And last year, having five state qualifiers was the most we ever had.
Right.
You know, we're looking to push or exceed that again this year.
Awesome. So kind of changing gears before we look ahead at some of the big events coming up at the start of this season here in December, and then we'll finish out right after Christmas with the Trojan Wars. Kind of want to get your thoughts. We've talked a lot about the possible changes in the weight classes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's starting to kind of pick up some steam within the state of Pennsylvania. Got to get the NFHS on board with mm-hmm. possibly supporting those changes. What do you think about the current weight class structure? Do you think a change to less weight classes is the right move, or do you like it where it's at?
I like the change. I actually sent in to PIAA my recommendations and what I thought they should mm-hmm. be. I like going to 13 weights.
Okay. We're at 14
right now. Apparently. I don't necessarily like where they place those weights, how they spread them out, and how they were grouped. The junior high weights I probably have more of an issue with. You know, the wrestling is the one sport that size really doesn't matter. And for them to take weights away from some of our smaller athletes, you know, right now, last year, I think they had four, five, six, seven weights below 100 pounds. Right now, they have three. So they really are penalizing some of our younger, our smaller, younger athletes. And some of those kids are going to grow into, you know, Luke Nichter was 70 pounds, I think, when he was in seventh grade, something like that. Now he's wrestling 160 and 170. You know, you don't know at that age where they're going to be. You know, I'm excited for the high school one. I think it's going to make more competitive duels. I think there's going to be less forfeits. I think there's going to be less avoidance of big matches, you know, that the fans want to see.
Right.
And I think that's going to make better for the spectators, better product.
Awesome. So two big events we get to host every year, and your booster club does a fantastic job just putting all the pieces together for these two events, especially the Trojan Wars, a couple days after Christmas. Tell us about the duels tournament that kind of kicks off our season on December 7th that we're hosting here in the Cassius Fieldhouse. A little bit about that tournament, and then tell us about the Trojan Wars, how big it is, how many teams are coming, what's all involved with that.
The kickoff duels, this will be the first year we had 8 teams competing. We have some very, very talented individuals coming. There's a young man coming out of Fraser High School named Thane Lawrence, who's been ranked in
That's a wrestling name.
Top 5 in the country since he was a freshman. It just so happens he's going to probably end up wrestling either Tate or Luke Nichter. So we're going to have a top 10 national matchup opening weekend. Along with that, we have some very quality teams coming in there. We are actually going to wrestle Mifflin County there as part of our Commonwealth duel, and Mifflin County has a returning state champion at the same weight as Mr. Lawrence and the two Nichters. So there's going to be some very quality matchups, you know, starting with our very first bout with Mifflin County. We'll wrestle 3 matches there. The Trojan Wars.
Real quick, Coach, that starts at 11 a.m.
11
a.m.
Yes.
on December 7th in the Cassius Fieldhouse.
Yep. Okay. Trojan Wars under, you know, with our tournament director, Dave Peck, has just absolutely boomed. We're at 50 varsity teams, 32 junior high teams, full JV, and we'll be looking at about 1,300 athletes competing Friday afternoon. By the end of Friday, over 1,300 athletes will have competed at the field house.
And that's December
27th
and 28th, that Friday and Saturday after Christmas.
Yes.
So that tournament's grown year after year. I think we're in the fifth or sixth year of hosting.
I think Coach Ryan started that.
Which, as I talk to athletic directors across the state, they always say they're excited for that tournament, and they always want to get in. They're always emailing me to see if we can't get Dave to add them to the list of teams. So, and then, of course, you got some other big tournaments and matches on the schedule as well. Escape the Rock, Beast of the East that we go to every year. But you also added a couple of dual matches that should be some really good matches with local competition, with Gettysburg and Spring Grove on the schedule. So, obviously, an exciting season ahead for the wrestling team. But any last thoughts, Coach?
Nope. Just looking forward to seeing these kids continue to improve in practice, getting their conditioning in order, you know, tightening up some of the technique they have, and look forward to, you know, seeing the improvement throughout the year.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming in. As we just mentioned there, we start our season on December 7th with the Chambersburg Duels Tournament in the Cassius Fieldhouse. We then have the Trojan Wars on December 27th and 28th. In the entire high school, we basically take over the high school for that event. And then a couple other dual matches. So check out our wrestling schedule. It is posted on our athletic website, which is www.casdonline.org/athletics. Or just check out our Twitter account or our Instagram account. We'll have that schedule posted there as well. So, Coach, good luck this season.
Thanks
for stopping in.
Yep.
So if you are just now tuning in, we would like to welcome you to the Trojan Sports Report here on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. You can join us here live every Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. or listen to a rebroadcast at 4:30 p.m. on Wednesdays as well. So just some information on some upcoming interviews with the rest of our winter sports crew, head coaches. Next week, we'll be joined in studio on November 27th with our new head varsity girls basketball coach, Justin English. He's off to a great start with the varsity and JV teams here with tryouts the past couple days, so we're excited to get his perspective on the upcoming season. Then following that, the next week on December 4th, we will be joined by our girls and boys head swimming coaches, Donnie Miller and Chad White, as they preview the upcoming swimming and diving season. So tune in next week once again to hear our new head coach, Justin English, for girls basketball, and then stay tuned in the following week to get the swimming preview. Some other upcoming events that we have going on in the athletic department, where as we just start the winter season, we don't have a ton of events going on. That really all kicks off beginning of December, but we do have a few things going on this weekend. So this Saturday, November 23rd, if you want to check out that varsity and JV girls basketball team and see, get a little preview of how they're going to do, they are hosting Northern York at 1 p.m. for a scrimmage. Again, that's this Saturday, November 23rd, a scrimmage against Northern York at 1 p.m. in the Cassius Fieldhouse. Varsity Wrestling travels that same day to Cumberland Valley in the morning for a 9 a.m. scrimmage, and our freshman girls basketball team travels to York Tech that morning for a 10 a.m. scrimmage. So that's just a few events we have going on this weekend. As we start to get more into the winter season, we'll post weekly schedules online and share more with you guys here on the Trojan Sports Report. So with that, we are out of time for today's show. For more Trojan Athletics information, please follow us on Twitter at CASD Athletics, or Instagram, which is also CASD Athletics, and also check out our website, which is www.casdonline.org/athletics. So thank you for listening in. We will be back next Wednesday, November 27th at 1:30 p.m. for another version of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. And don't forget to listen to a rebroadcast of today's show at approximately 4:30 p.m. this afternoon. Go Trojans!
You've been listening to the Trojan Sports Report with Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores. Join us every Wednesday at 1:30 for another episode of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 Trojan Radio.